Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Tuesday evening with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in prayer by Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you. We humble our hearts, oh Lord. We ask for mercy. We call on you tonight, Lord, to stop by here and make your holy visitation. Oh Lord, while we are praying this prayer, search our hearts, oh God, and forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings. Forgive us, oh God, for the things that we've omitted. Lord, and whatever is wrong, oh God, and not right in our heart, forgive us, Lord, and bless us, Lord. Take it away from us right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, while we're going forth during this broadcast, send your anointing, Lord Jesus. Send your power, oh God. And even through your word tonight, Lord, let some soul be touched. Let somebody be saved, Lord God. Let somebody be blessed and healed tonight, Lord. Manifest your powers, Lord. Work wonders and signs in our midst, Lord. Yes. We are down here waiting on you, oh God, and we can't do nothing without you. We know, Lord, that you are a healer and you are our deliverer. You are everything we need you to be, Lord God, and we are asking you to work miracles for your people, to open doors and to make ways for us, Lord, to bless this ministry, oh God, in a great and a mighty way, Lord, that it can reach near and far. And be a blessing to all those who are listening tonight. Oh, my God, let a special blessing come upon them. Lord, bless them with whatever things they are in need of tonight. In the name of Jesus, please, Lord, cover us under your blood and protect us, Lord. We need your help tonight. We are asking you to send on help, Lord Jesus, to send on power in the name of Jesus. And remember those, oh God, who are struggling tonight, those, oh God, who are feeling like there is no hope and feeling in despair. Oh, Lord, let them know that as long as you are alive, they have hope tonight. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. Be merciful, Lord Jesus, and reach out to the souls, Lord God, who are lost out in the world. Oh, Lord, I pray, God, that you will touch their minds and their hearts, that you will save their souls, Lord. Bring them in, Lord, before it's too late. Give them a chance, oh, God, to repent before you. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to look on those who are incarcerated. Bless them tonight, Lord, with the blessing that they stand in need of. Save, Lord, God, heal. Deliver, work wonders, even in the jail, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For we know there's nothing too hard for you, and there's no place that you cannot reach. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, for those who are on the prayer list. We are asking you, Lord, to bless for whatever it is they're desiring of you, oh God. Bless them tonight. As long as it's according to your will and even your permissive will, let it be done, oh God, according to your will. In the name of Jesus, we are praying for those who are bereaved of their loved one, oh God, or someone that's close to them. Give them comfort tonight. Give them consolation. Lord God, be close to them in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for our leaders, oh God, asking you to give them guidance, give them spiritual insight. Lord, teach them how to lead your people. Move the hindrances out of the way. Lord, give them spiritual discernment in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, oh God, and we are asking you to bless congregations. Lord, look on those leaders. Even around the world, put it in their hearts to do what is right. put it in their minds, oh God, to do what's right, Lord. And we ask you, oh God, for your divine intervention. Lord, this world is so full of trouble. There's so much corruption in the world, Lord. Iniquity is abounding. But we know that you are a keeper, Lord.
Yes.
We know that you will preserve us, oh God. And we are asking you to wrap your arms all around us and to keep us in your protection. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless us tonight, oh Lord, according as we have need, spiritually and naturally, mentally, physically, financially. Yes. Oh God, you know what's best for us. And we believe you tonight, Lord. Those, oh God, the names on the prayer list, those who are just waiting for an answer, waiting for a breakthrough, waiting for their blessing, their healing tonight, we pray that you will grant it unto them this night. And we believe you, Lord God, and we are taking you at your word, and we count it as done, Lord, and we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy, for
yes.
your healing power. Hallelujah. We thank you. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Glory
you.
To your name, Lord. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. We thank you right now, God,
thank
for everything you've done. Thank
everything
you. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Glory
Lord.
To your name, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your touch. Thank
yes.
you, Lord, for everything, Lord God. And now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. We ask
yes.
it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for that opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, I'm going to read the opening scripture. I will be reading the 130th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 8. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness which thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that wait for the morning. I
yes.
say, more than they that wait for the watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 130th number of Psalms, verses 1 through 8. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Shell and that prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. And thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, Title I School. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we want to also pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep Evangelist Linda Paulder in prayer, Titus Edmond Sr., Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Muhammad Hameen in the prayer circle, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Evangelist Martha Colbreth and the Bereaved Colbreth family, the Bereaved Thompson family, the Bereaved Edmond family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, the Bereaved Lyons Capoletti family, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and I had a friend ask me well, I told her I would be praying for her. She told, let me know that she was diagnosed with stage 3 C, ovarian cancer, and she's scheduled for surgery sometime in November. When she asked me, I told her that I would be praying for her and that I would put her on our prayer list. Her name is Katrina Jones. So please let us keep her in our prayers. And I met someone else who asked me to pray for her and asked me if my church had a prayer list. And she said she wanted prayer that God would take the taste of alcohol from her.
Yes.
And she left her initials, A-B. And, she believes that God can do it. We have prayer right there. But she believes that God can do it. She wants to come back to the Lord. She said she believes once she's delivered from the alcohol, then she'll be able to move forward. But she wants to be delivered. So let's pray for her A-B or her initials. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And right now I'm going to turn the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond. God bless you. Evangelist Mabel.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth Broadcast. Now tonight is Tuesday night, and this is oldies but goodies in the gospel. So we want you to stay tuned and keep your hearts and minds on the Lord, because we have a message for you on tonight. It was preached, a pre-recorded message that was preached back in 1993, but it's still the same word of God. Praise God. So stay tuned and listen attentively. God bless you.
God in Radio Land, as we prepare our hearts to go into a word of prayer, I'd like to remember Orr Peck and her family, Mr. and Mrs. Preverty, Slaughter Caldwell, Mr. and Mrs. Matthew Glantz, in our prayer. For we know that God is able to heal and deliver. Despite what the doctor said.
Amen.
God has got all power in his hands.
Yes, he does.
And he has healing in his hands.
Lord,
he's
Lord,
able
God.
To deliver.
Yes.
Let us go into a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for this
thank
day,
you.
Lord. We thank you for your goodness
Lord,
and mercy,
Lord.
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 Jesus, we thank you for
you.
One more chance,
yes,
Lord, to come to you, Lord,
Lord
Jesus.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
yes,
to petition you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
yes,
we pray that you set up your mighty
yes,
hand, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. We want you to move in the name of
Lord.
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Lord. Lord.
Lord. Lord. Yes, 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 Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eyesight, that thou mayest see. As many as I love,
all right,
I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent.
Repent.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Glory to God.
If any man hear my voice,
yes,
and open the door,
all right,
I will come into him.
I will.
And will sup with him.
Yes, sir.
And he with me.
Praise God.
I'm going to leave a thought with you. And the thought is, open up.
Open up.
And let Jesus in.
Let him in.
Open up and let Jesus in.
Oh, come on, preacher.
Praise God. I believe an opening is an unobstructed passage or entrance.
Yes.
And exit.
Amen.
When it is open, it's not shut, nor is it closed.
Amen.
But it's open.
Yes.
And it means that you can move to and from right. Maybe you know you haven't been talking right. Maybe you've been a hypocrite. But now is the time.
Yes.
To stop all
now
things.
Is the time.
Stop committing your sins.
Yes.
Give your life to Jesus.
Amen.
Turn it over to Jesus.
Yes.
Repent in your heart.
Amen.
Ask God for forgiveness.
Yes.
The Lord is willing.
Yes, he is.
The Lord is to say. It doesn't matter what kind of sin you commit.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what might have happened in your life.
All right.
Repent of your head and go down like
yes,
to Jesus.
Continue to send your word out. Let it reach a soul. Break up the stony heart. Somebody, oh Lord, to give their heart, mind, and soul unto you. Help them, oh Lord, to live for you. In the name of Jesus, look on your people everywhere, oh Lord. Move from house to house, from city to city, state to state, and country to country. Save such as should be saved. Look on those, oh Lord, desire to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We know you're yet filling with the Holy Ghost. You're yet saving. We believe it today, oh Lord. Grant the petition. Those that have been converted, we pray that you continue to strengthen them, that they may be sanctified and receive your precious gift. We pray that you have your way, that your will be done. Continue to help us to go through. Help us to stand, oh Lord. Make
Jesus.
Us what you would have us to be, oh Lord. We are seeking to please you and not ourselves. Let our will perish. Let self be put to death. Help us to deny self the more, oh Lord, and seek your face, crying out unto thee, oh Lord. Draw nigh unto you. In the name of Jesus, we want to be ready, oh Lord. Help us today, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Let your will be done. Let the blood of Jesus cover the day. Help us, oh Lord. We want to endure unto the end. Help us to make this journey, oh Lord. Oh my God, I know you're able today. I know the power's in your hand. And I know you can save. I know you can deliver. We're depending on you today. And we are looking to you, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. We pray that you continue to have your way. Continue to sing your word. Continue to let your will be done. Bless us and cause thy face to shine upon us. Bless the prayer mission. Oh, my God, send on souls, souls that want to be saved, souls that want to make a change. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you'll make a way out of no way. I pray that you go on down to Baltimore, oh, Lord. Touch, oh, Lord. Bless, Lord. Bless that ministry, oh, Lord. Have your way, oh, Lord. I know you're able, oh, Lord, and I know you got the power. Send on souls. Give somebody a mind to want to be saved. And a mind to want to change their way of living. We know you can do it today, oh Lord. And we pray that you look on every soul that is listed on every one of the prayer lists. You know them name by name. Touch them, oh Lord. Grant their petitions according to your will. Lift heavy burdens. Look on the bereaved. Comfort their souls. Look on those that are sick and afflicted with infirmities. Touch and bless them, O Lord. Heal and deliver, O Lord. Forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. Be merciful today, O Lord. Have compassion, O Lord. Have pity today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you know what your people have need of. Help us, O Lord. Take us through. Help us to drive and go forward in you. Help us, O Lord, not to take down or draw back. But help us to do your will, even in good times. And it would seem to be the bad times. Help us, oh Lord. Help us to run this race with patience. Teach us, oh Lord, how to take you at your word. Trusting you, believing you, and not doubting, oh Lord. Cast out all doubt and all fear and everything that seeks to hinder us from doing the will of God. We know you're able today, oh, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for every listener. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for allowing your word to go out. Thank you today, Lord. We pray that you continue to bless us. Continue to help us to stand. Help us to go through, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that you look on all those who are disencouraged and those that need your help and need strength. I pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Encourage their hearts. Help them to look to you. Oh, my God, I know you can do it today. I'm depending on you. No other help I know. In the name of Jesus, Help us to continue to give thanks unto thy name. You said in all things give thanks. We give thanks for the good, for the bad, for those who are afflicted, for the infirmities. We glory in the infirmities. And we thank you, O Lord. We thank you for keeping us, most of all, keeping us with a mind to want to serve you and want to do the things that are pleasing in the sight of God. Help us to stand, and we shall stand. Heal us, and we shall be healed. Save us, and we shall be saved. And we take you at your word today. This prayer we pray, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. At this time, we're going to have remarks from our evangelists and ministers on the line. And if you'd like to call in and give remarks or you have a testimony of victory, you can dial in 945-218-0217-681. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybelle. I open up and let Jesus in. And she explained that Jesus is knocking at the doors of our hearts, and he wants us to open up and let him in. And I like when she was talking about the reasons that some folks can't let Jesus in, because the passageway of our hearts can be blocked with all these barriers. But once we let go of these things, this jealousy, the lust, the anger, and the like, Jesus can come right on in. And it is time.
Yes,
it's time to let him in now. Like she was talking about seeing the signs of the times, and it's even more so now, since time has passed, that Jesus, he's soon to come, and we have to be ready when he comes. Amen. I want to encourage everyone to take the word of God in and to let Jesus come on in. And if there's something blocking his way from getting into your life, remove it so he can come on in. I want to say to Venice Maybelle, keep on preaching the word of God. Be encouraged.
Amen. And praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for the Gospel Truth broadcast. I just thank the Lord for how we are so blessed through this ministry and the word of God that came tonight, saying, open up and let Jesus in. Let everything else out that doesn't belong there, and just let Jesus in. But you got to get everything out the way. Whatever is in your heart that shouldn't be there, you got to let that out. It has to come out, and then Jesus can come in. Hallelujah. I tell you, I enjoyed that word. And I pray that you have been touched through the word of God.
Yes.
This is a very powerful message, and people are letting all kinds of things get in their heart. They're opening up their heart, and they're allowing hatred to come in. They're entertaining all kinds of negativity.
Right.
They're just letting all kinds of things get into their heart, idolatry, sin, everything, except Jesus. But we have to let Jesus come in. And if you haven't opened your heart and allowed Jesus to come in, you're missing out on life. You're missing out on great blessings. And the way the world is today, we all need Jesus. So I encourage you, take the word of God in and apply it to your own life. Live by it daily. And again, the word tonight is reaching out to us, saying, open up and let Jesus come in. And when Jesus comes in, you'll catch on fire. Hallelujah. You won't be cold. You won't be lukewarm, but you'll be hot for the Lord. You'll be on fire for the Lord.
Yes,
Lord
Lord.
I enjoyed this word tonight. Evangelist may continue to go the way the Lord leads you, and also keep on preaching the word of God. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the remarks coming to our evangelist. I enjoyed those remarks. I thank God for the word of God, and that word of God, even though it was preached back there in 1993, I could still feel the essence of the word of God.
Amen.
I tell you, God is good, and he's real. He is real, and this is no fairy tale. I tell you, as Evangelist Hameen was saying, when you let go and let Jesus in, open up and let Jesus in, that fire is going to be there, and that fire is going to come in, and he's going to quicken you. He's going to make you alive. Glory to God. When all of that other stuff get out, for the word of God again. And thank you again for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. We look forward to being back here again on Sunday night. And we plan to continue to let the Lord have his way. I tell you, sometimes we are being tested and we are being tried, and we are going through afflictions and infirmities. But I still have a determined mind to do the will of God. Even if my body don't want to go, I still got to go. I'm no better than those old patriots who pressed their way through infirmities, afflictions and trials and deaths. They pressed their way, and we too, being the people of God, must also press our way. So I thank God today, and we encourage our listeners to continue to listen in and bring the broadcast to a close. We look forward to being back here again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. And say God bless you and good night.